Wing Woman, written by Apocalypse, and read by Litra, an unrated Supergirl fanfic, with the relationship Kara Danvers, Lena Luthor. Summary. Kara really needs to stop using her other self as a mouthpiece when it comes to Lena Luthor. Or, reasons why Lena Luthor thinks Kara and Supergirl are trying to hook her up with each other. She really has to learn to keep her mouth shut. It's always a bad idea using one identity to cover for the other. She knows that the more she does this, the more likely it is that she'll get found out. Using Supergirl as a source for Kara Danvers' stories? Bad. Using Kara Danvers as an excuse for why Supergirl knew to rescue Lena Luthor at the exact right moment? Worse. Constantly telling Lena what the other alter ego thinks or feels about her? The worst. Definitely the worst. Stupidest, biggest mistake. And she still can't stop doing it! It starts with, Kara Danvers believes in you, when she crash lands in the Luthor warehouse to rescue Lena from her mother. It's stupid to act as a mouthpiece for her alter ego, but Lena stares at her like she just offered her a miracle, and Kara feels her heart swell. The next time she does it is when she's sitting beside Lena's hospital bed, as Kara. Lena has a minor concussion from her fall, and though Kara knows she'll be okay, Lena looks so pale and her eyes are so shadowed that she can't help but worry. She takes her hand, runs her thumb across her knuckles, and murmurs, Supergirl said you were really brave in there. So dumb, doing this again. But Lena smiles and squeezes her hand, and it's worth it. And then it just keeps happening. She lands on Lena's balcony at L Corp with lunch and a tray of coffee after Lena has to cancel on their lunch date. She taps on the window when Lena is between phone calls, and when she's waved in, Kara grins and steps through the door, dropping the food and coffee onto the little table in front of the couch. Kara Danvers said you had to cancel because of some emergency, she says casually when Lena looks at her with a creased brow and questions in her eyes. And since she says you're an excellent lunch date, I figured I'd bring you something to eat. Does she? Lena sounds surprised, but pleased as she steps over to Supergirl, automatically taking the coffee cup that Kara thrusts at her. She sips, frowns, sips again. Her eyebrows lift slightly. Did she tell you my coffee order, too? Yup, Kara agrees, popping the pea as she nods and digs into the lunch bag to find Lena's sandwich. Something like coffee as sweet as she is? She adds when she holds it out to her, her smile wide and warm. So I figured a lot of cream and sugar. And caramel, Lena adds with a laugh. Which you also seem to have put in. Well, thank you, Supergirl. She smiles at her, and Kara feels her breath catch as she nods and backs towards the balcony. Make sure you eat, is the last thing she says before she steps outside and pushes off again. They're at one of those wine and painting places when Kara says something almost as stupid as, I'm Supergirl. She looks at Lena and says, Geez, your eyes are really beautiful. Lena freezes with her wine glass pressed to her lips, and Kara's own eyes go wide. She looks quickly away, adjusting her glasses nervously as she gulps from her glass. Sorry, she adds just as abruptly, watching as Lena slowly lowers her glass at the corner of her vision. It's just, Supergirl was telling me about this lake on a planet she visited when she was young, and she said how it was so clear that you could see straight to the bottom, which was covered in these, crystals, I guess? Like pale green crystals, and when I couldn't quite picture what she was describing, she said that, the closest she'd ever seen to that lake was your eyes. Kara glances up, gives Lena a sheepish smile. So I told her I'd look closer next time, and, I did. So She drinks more wine and wishes she could blame the heat crawling up her neck and burning in her cheeks on that. Lena is watching her, quiet. There's a stain of color high on her cheeks, and she looks away at last, tucking an errant strand of black behind her ear, as she refocuses on her canvas. "You talk to Supergirl an awful lot," she says uncertainly. "Why did that even come up?" "I asked her what one of her happiest moments was," Kara murmurs, returning to her own painting. "She told me how she'd seen that lake when she was with both of her parents on a vacation for once, instead of being there on a work visit for her father. How she'd swum in the lake, and she'd tried and tried to reach the bottom to touch the crystals, but it was like the lake was endless, and she could never quite make it. So she let herself just float, and it was the closest she'd ever felt to flying." Kara laughs a little and nudges her glasses back up her nose. "Until she got to this planet, at least. And it's a lot. It's too much, and Kara's heart is racing, but Lena is staring at her, and there's such awe that she can't help but feel warm. That's an awful lot for my eyes to live up to," Lena whispers, her voice shaking slightly. "I don't think they really need to try," Kara shrugs, carefully swirling her brush through the paint. "Who knows? Maybe you make Supergirl feel like she's flying, even when she's standing still." She visits Lena as Supergirl, citing a string of muggings in the area around her building as an excuse. It had been one mugging, and Kara had already apprehended the mugger, but better safe than sorry. And of course she ends up staying, breaking her own rule by extending the visit to more of a social call, one that lasts more than 3 minutes. It's a rule for a reason. If she stays too long, her chances of exposing herself increase, but she can't bring herself to leave. Happy as she is, perching on the edge of Lena's desk while Lena plays a video for her on the screen and explains the direction of one of her pet projects. The L-Corp Green Initiative is admittedly ambitious, but if anyone can make strides in clean energy, it's Lena. It's way past time to go, but Kara had just made Lena laugh, and she's enraptured, watching the way she presses a hand to her belly as the sound rolls out of her. She doesn't try to stifle it, and it's nice. "You have an amazing laugh," she sighs when the moment passes, and Lena's remaining smile fades into a look of surprise as she rounds on Kara. Kara, who is supposed to be Supergirl right now, not some sighing, pining teenager. "Embarrassing." She stands quickly and places her hands on her hips, clearing her throat as she casts her gaze around for some change of subject. Her hand lifts, fingers brushing the edge of her nose, but there are no glasses to push up again, and she has to awkwardly transition to brushing her hair behind her ear. That is, you don't usually laugh around me." Lena tilts her head. "You don't usually stick around for a conversation that warrants it." "Right? Well, oh man, now she needs an excuse for that. Might as well throw herself under the bus. Kara Danvers said you have the most amazing laugh, and I decided to see if she was right." "Lame, Kara." "Did she?" Lena laughs again. A small laugh this time, and combs a hand through her hair. She flicks off the TV and turns to face Kara, walking closer in slow, measured steps. And there's a look in her eyes that has Kara gulping and stepping back nervously before she remembers she's goddamn Supergirl and halts her movements. Lena stops too, about a foot away from her, those eyes locked on Kara's as she works out exactly what she wants to say. "You know, I couldn't figure it out." "Figure what out?" Kara asks, fighting to keep her voice steady. "Who was supposed to be whose wingwoman? Between you and Kara, I mean." Kara gapes. What? Lena laughs at her expression and steps closer still, reaches out to catch one of Kara's limp hands with hers. "It felt like you were trying to set me up with one another, and it was..." She looks up from beneath dark lashes, her smile small and coy. It sends Kara's pulse scrambling, and she feels the heat burning her cheeks, her neck, the tips of her ears. Very confusing. You don't need to explain. I've figured it out now. You have? Kara feels a bit dazed. Lena is so close now, nearly toe-to-toe with Kara's boots, her heels putting them eye-level to one another. The smell of her perfume invades her senses, and it's all she can do to keep from tugging Lena closer. She doesn't know what Lena's figured out, because until this moment it hadn't occurred to Kara that there was something to figure out. But with her heart hammering this way, she thinks, maybe there is. You and Kara want a threesome. Lena flashes a wicked smile as Kara chokes, manages to hold it for about 30 seconds while Kara sputters before she starts to laugh. Oh, darling. She all but coos, her hand lifting to stroke sympathetically against Kara's cheek. I'm just teasing. Lena's expression is full of delighted amusement now, and her fingers continue to stroke over her cheek. Use your words, Kara. All the air leaves her lungs. Kara? Yes, Kara. Lena's hand drops to her chest, rests over the vivid red of her crest as Kara tries to wrap her mind around the fact that Lena knows who she is. What she is. She knows she should be worried, but Lena is watching her with such soft eyes, eyes that really do remind her of that long-ago visited lake. And she can't feel anything but relief. Thank God, she decides, is the proper reaction, before she tangles her fingers in all that thick, dark hair and pulls Lena's curved mouth to her own. The end.